and that's the way to fight. That's the way you prepare during the week, and that's the way you play at the end of the week. Great job.
We got to get a game ball.
We're giving out game balls on the Doug and Wolf Show.
game ball, who's ball?
That was a gritty, gritty performance.
Doug, take it away.
Game ball.
So here's how this works. We have no idea who's going first, as Game Ball Monday is every Monday following Cardinals football at 7:30, and then JV just talks at some moment and throws it to me, Wolf, Paul, Bear, or Maloney, and since I'm going first, I'm not going to take the easy way out here. I'll leave that carrot for Paul, of course. I'm going to go with Steve Keim. Steve Keim gets my game ball for Game Ball Monday, and I'll tell you why. Last year, I did not call for his firing, but I admit I totally stopped defending him. I got to the point where, hey, that defense looks so bad talent-wise, and some of the picks aren't doing well, that I don't think you should be fired, but I'm no longer going to stand up and say you shouldn't be fired when somebody else thinks you should be fired. And then he has the Kyler draft. He has the trade for Kenyon Drake and D-Hop. He decides we don't need A.Q. Shipley anymore because I think I've got two good centers here. Mason Cole's in for a while, and there isn't a drop-off when Gilliard comes in. Byron Murphy makes the last two plays. Who in the world is Blackson, who picks up a massive sack that you just signed this week? And Kennard and Campbell were, for the most part, fantastic. The general manager of the Arizona Cardinals gets my game ball.
This guy played really good, man. We can go a couple different ways, but I'm going this way.
Paul's game ball.
You know what? If we're going to give out a game ball to the GM, all right, I mean a decision maker in the front office in a $2,000 suit, then I'm going to give a game ball perhaps to Bill O'Brien. And it's not just for the obvious. The guy who set a career high in receptions and was the player of the game. There's no doubt about it. I'm talking about the other guy that Bill O'Brien got rid of. How about that Angelo Blackson, who was a very yes. surprising move last week. A guy who had started 31 games over the last 2 years, was a reliable, dependable, rotational player for the Houston Texans, and he came out there yesterday against a pretty stout Niners offensive line. Not only the sack, he had a tackle for loss, he was getting penetration, he was pushing the line back in the trenches. That deep Cardinals and revamped Cardinals defensive line room just got a lot better. And once again, we have Bill O'Brien to thank. So here's a game ball, Coach O'Brien.
That's a good ball.
Down the stretch, when we needed plays, you guys made plays. We got to get a game ball.
Bears game ball.
Okay, I'm going unsung hero. Paul kind of stole my honorary game ball. I was going to give one to Bill O'Brien too. But Lamont Gilliard gets my game ball. Mason Cole goes down in the first half, doesn't return. In week one, how hard is it to come in at center? I would imagine it's pretty hard to come in, you know, when you're not expecting to come in. So Lamont Gilliard, even though there's no real fans in the stands to kind of mess him up, I would say Lamont Gilliard is deserving of a game ball.
Nice.
Cards on three. 1, 2, 3. Cards.
Maloney's game ball.
So I'm going to save the DeAndre Hopkins for you guys. I think I know where Wolf's going, so I'm not going to steal his. But I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald. Watching him grab the ball and sprint to the official at the hash mark to quickly get the ball spotted so Kyler Murray could spike it and then set up Zane Gonzalez's career-long field goal. Only Fitz would do that.
Only Fitz.
You know what that reminded me of as I interject without even asking permission? What that reminded me of was when they had the replacement refs for that small stretch of time, right? And the refs were so clueless, the replacement guys, who were like from D2 and D3 schools, that Jay Feely and Mike Leach would be on the sideline coaching up the referees during the game because they didn't even know the NFL rule book. And Feely and Leach would be like, no, that's not a rule in the NFL. That's college. Look, here's how it works. That's a reminder of Larry's like, if these guys are so unathletic and so slow and they can't spot this ball, let me do it for them.
Paul, I'm having a hard time figuring out why this segment right now is so good. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. Why is it so good? Oh, that's right. Wolf hasn't talked yet.
Yeah, right, exactly. Punch it.
Great job, man. Some guys step up. Some guys were down. Proud of you, man.
Wolf's game ball.
All right, Basinonians. Even though Devondre Campbell was
the defensive player of the game, in my opinion. Devondre Campbell played incredibly well. I had former players texting me, saying, oh my goodness, Devondre Campbell, can't even believe how well he's playing, right? Even though Devondre Campbell played incredibly well, Kyler Murray gets my game ball. He wasn't sharp in the first half, and just like last year's opener, he righted the ship after a semi-cool start, and that fills me with so much more respect than you could possibly know, my brothers. Why? Because he rallied himself again. When his team needed him the most, he rallied his team to a win. They beat the 49ers, and he wasn't at his best. And he also put on tape the one thing no defensive coordinator wants to see. A quarterback you don't want to blitz. Isn't that right, Ron Rivera? A quarterback you don't want to blitz, and a quarterback you must put a spy on. Just a nightmare for defensive coordinators. Kyler Murray gets my game ball.
He should have had 100 yards rushing. I mean, next time, Kyler, have someone else take the knee. Have Kenyon Drake come in, go wildcat, have him take the knee. It cost you your 100 yards rushing those last two kneel downs. It's not cool.
Barrett, hit the close.
He's gone!
Oh, no, not that guy.